Okay, so a review of A seems superficially to be a very stark transition from the previous Aliyah, which is all about Avodah Zarah, as we talked about, and the Mesis and the Yoni Dachas and the Navi Sheker, you know, and it seems like it's, you know, all about the halachos of Kashrus, and you're wondering, you know, Ma'inyan, you know, Avodah Zarah Yitzel Kashrus. So the truth is that's a very superficial perspective because there's a transitional section which really explains it all. So this is both the Din Prati and the Din Klali. The Din Prati, of course, in the Smichas HaParashios, as the Rashi notes, is part of this is the Darche HaEmori. The Darche HaEmori was to be mechabel themselves al hames, and that, of course, is a transition from Avodah Zarah. There's a broader din quali here in terms of the Smichos HaParshios, which is that it's not just about, okay, this happened to be a specific Darche Amori and that connects to Avodah Zarah and Chukos Hagayim, etc. But the very statement, Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem, is a son doesn't reject his father. This is exactly what we talked about yesterday. Kichol Toavas Hashem Aser Saneh. Right, Rabbi Kiva's observation that Avodah Zarah was about a culture of cruelty, of achzarius, right, that he saw children who were, you know, co-face their parents, lifnei ha'ari. So, banim atem la'ashem elokeichem, you are the children of God, and therefore we don't turn our backs on God. So the din prati is a din in Darche Amori, the din klali is a din in banim atem la'ashem elokeichem, and therefore we would never turn our back and betray HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Avodah Zarah. And then you really appreciate where the Torah is going with this, because once we say ki am kadosh ata l'Hashem Elokecho v'cha bachar Hashem li'os olam segula, targum unklus, right? Segula is always chaviv, the special love, you know, chaviv in Yisrael, shenikru banim lamakom, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So then you understand very well the smichas HaParshios to the world of Machalos Asuros, because Machalos Asuros is all about our being in Am Kadosh Ata L'Shem Elokecha. As the Aliyah concludes, Lo Sochul Kol Neveila La Ger Asher Bisharachatit Nena V'Achala, the Ger Toshav, who's really similar to us, right? He's, you know, repudiated Avodah Zarah, so he shares that with us, but he's still Ochel Nevelos, so La Ger Asher Bisharachatit Nena V'Achala O Machor L'Nachri Ki Am Kadosh Ata L'Shem Elokecha Lo Sivashel Gedi Bachalev Imo. What defines the world of Machalos Asuros, and we have the Rambam to thank for clarifying this as well, he put it in Sefer Kedusha for a reason, Hilchos Chita Hilchos Machalos Asuros, is that the world of Machalos Asuros is a reflection on our being the Am HaNivchar. And our being the Am HaNivchar, right, means, you know, Banim Atem Hashem Elokeichem, that Avodah Zarah, you know, is something which can't possibly be contemplated. But I think it goes even beyond that. This is just the Makkeh B'Patish here. You know, the it was such a beautiful idea that the Ramban develops. You know, what is the nature of the Isser of Basar B'Chalav, where we finish, Lo Sivashal Gadi B'Chalev Imo, Ki Am Kadosh Ata L'Hashem Elokecha. The Am Kadosh Ata L'Hashem Elokecha, the Ramban says, is that we can't be Achzarim. And the very Tzura of Chalav Ha'em and Basar Ha'ben is a bridge too far. And again, it doesn't only apply to a parent and child, but it applies, you know, across the board. You know, to anything that would fit that surah, right? Chalav is supposed to sustain a child. It's not supposed to be the instrument through which we cook a child, you know, in its mother's milk, is achzarius, which doesn't befit an am hanivchar, an am segula. And that's precisely the way that we explored Avodah Zarah yesterday. It's not just wrong because, you know, it's a theological or dogmatic, ideological mistake, you know, that, okay, you know, it wouldn't be great if you did these things, you know, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the contrary, it's a culture of cruelty. Ki kol tovas Hashem esher sanei, ki gamis b'neihem v'es b'noseihem, gam, as we said yesterday, l'rabos gamis horeihem, es aviem v'es imam. So it couldn't be a smoother transition from the world of Avodah Zarah to the world of Machalos Hasuros, because they're both a referendum on Am Kadosh Ata L'Shem Elokecha. Sure, there's a din prati, which bridges them to Darche HaMori, but it really transcends that. It's about a culture of Kedusha, which of course is incompatible with Avodah Zarah and is also incompatible with Ma'achalos HaAsuros.